This is a bonus episode of Stories from Lincoln Public Schools for Friday, February 15th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Mindy Burback. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place it is. And this is an extra episode this week, a bonus for you, our faithful followers.
So last Friday, we aired another LPS Live Superintendent Spotlight with Dr. Steve Joel, and we just wanted to share that with you here. The program airs live every 2 weeks on the LPS Facebook page, and Communications Director Mary Kay Roth sits down with Dr. Joel so they can talk about current hot topics and what's coming up within our schools, along with a question from a student.
On last week's show, they previewed the external accreditation team visit report that was at this week's board meeting and how LPS is a nationally recognized leader in education. Dr. Joel also answered a student question about what he does first thing when he gets to work. We're going to play it for you, and then we'll be back next week with our normal full episode of Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.
See you next week.
Welcome to Lincoln Public Schools Superintendent Spotlight. This is our opportunity a couple times a month to have a conversation with LPS Superintendent Steve Joel. Welcome, Dr. Joel.
Hello, Mary Kay.
And I am Mary Kay Roth, Director of Communications at Lincoln Public Schools and the host of our program. Dr. Joel, I am looking forward to the Board of Education meeting next week, specifically because we get to hear highlights from an accreditation team that came in from the outside to review Lincoln Public Schools. Now, I know external accreditation team probably will not be familiar words to most of our community. So take a minute to explain what that is, why it's important. I know that it's mandated by the Department of Education every 5 years. And then talk about some of the incredible commendations that came out of that group for Lincoln Public Schools.
Well, first of all, we live in a state where we have basically a peer review system. So every 5 years, every district has to go through a five-year review. And what I like about it in Nebraska is that these are our peers. These are people who sign up to do this work from all districts all over the state of Nebraska. So I don't remember, there were probably a dozen plus people that came in, and you know, many of them brought some great ideas with them. I know a bunch of them came in to try to learn what Lincoln was doing. And at the end of that, they visit a number of schools, they visit a lot of classrooms, they talk with principals, they talk with parents, they look at communications, they look at results, you know, our student outcomes. They look at school improvement plans, you know, are we doing what we say we're going to be doing, focusing, you know, on the critical work. They also look at, essentially culture and climate in each one of the schools that they visit. And we got a stellar review. And I mean, quite frankly, I was surprised at how good it was, just because, you know, we've been in the midst of some change and, you know, we're growing very, very quickly. But Dr. Mark Adler from Ralston was a team leader. And
it was awesome. He said it was an awesome report.
That's what he said. And he said, you know, to go, really, it's about going from awesome to more awesome. So, you know, we'll take that. But they always come up with a few suggestions and recommendations. And without question, you know, we take that in the spirit in which it's intended. But it endorses what we're doing. And, you know, hats off to Sarah Salem and her team of people who put the visit together, but also to all of our teachers and all of our staff members in our communications department, because, you know, while we want them to see the very, very best of what we're doing, these are trained investigators, if you will. They're looking for those inconsistencies that districts might have. But I talked to several of the members of the team who said that they got way more out of the visit than they were able to bring to it.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it's good for us. So we're going to get a great report at the school board meeting. And, you know, I think the board's going to be happy and pleased. And, you know, again, I just want to thank all the people who made it possible.
You know, I was struck by the breadth of what they gave us, what they praised us for: positive culture and climate, strong community support, effective school improvement processes, dedicated and empowered school staff, effective leadership, and quality Board of Education. So the breadth of it was awesome.
What we have in LPS is we have a system, and that system, you know, begins, of course, with the Board of Education, works through administration, but through every category of employee. you know, we're systematized, and I think that's what outside reviewers see, the fact that, you know, we're not in isolation, we don't have a whole bunch of nests that we're trying to protect. You know, it's all means all, and we're all doing the same work. So that's impressive, and I know a lot of districts are struggling and striving to do that. But, you know, it begins with our board. You know, we set those goals every year, annually. We've got a robust strategic plan. As you know, you've been a big part of that. And we measure ourselves by the progress that we make on those.
So you're the perfect person to answer the next question. You, in your position, you attend a lot of national conferences for superintendents. You've been to school districts across the country. What is it about LPS that stands out, that's extraordinary? What is it? Why is it?
Well, and we get asked, I'm going to do some presentations next week, as a matter of fact, because we are deemed, at least in the larger suburban and urban districts, we're deemed as a major success story. And, you know, people want to know. They want us to share the information. So it's not only me, but it's a lot of other folks here, too, that go out and they share. And you've done some of that as well. So what people see is excellence. They see results and outcomes. And, you know, everybody in the United States is trying to do that right now within their school system. But it has a tendency to break down at various levels, right? Sometimes it breaks down in a boardroom. Sometimes it breaks down administratively. Sometimes it breaks down politically. You know, a lot of states, look at what they're going through right now. And fortunately, we live in a state where education is a high priority. And, you know, as much noise as we're hearing about taxes need to go down and whatever, at the end of the day, nobody wants to jeopardize with high quality public education. So, you know, there's just so much here that works. And, you know, I'd like to think we have great responsibility on our shoulders to not only do what's right for our kids, but also to be a role model for the state and be able to share with our colleagues across the state of Nebraska and then extend that nationally. So I get invited all the time to national think tanks and national panels, and, you know, we're asked to write articles, and it's really good. I mean, we have a story to tell here in Lincoln.
Yes, we do.
That I think people are very appreciative of.
So this entire week, we have a photo booth set up downstairs at district office. We are encouraging all of our own employees to get their pictures taken. They fill out a little whiteboard that says, "I love Lincoln Public Schools because." So what's on your whiteboard?
People. You know, it's everywhere I go, I see nothing but high quality people. People that are focused on mission and not just a job. You know, we're growing our ranks. We talked a lot about, you know, 2,000 new teachers in 5 years and how it takes 5 years to master. And we could probably expect our student achievement scores to go down until those 2,000 people become mastery or proficient, and it doesn't happen, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the high quality folks that we have, and I get to work with a whole bunch of them every single day that are the best of a breed in not only Nebraska, but the country. And, you know, we continue to learn from each other. So without question, relationships and people are what make Lincoln Public Schools great.
So I peeked at some of those whiteboards, and what you see more than anything else is all means all. Why has that resonated so much, not only with our schools, but our community?
Well, because I think when you think about the importance of education, right, the students that and families that come to us without resources, with struggling backgrounds, with major challenges, need us badly. And it would be really easy in a privatized system to pick and choose who's going to get what we have to offer. But we're only as good as our poorest student and our most struggling family. And they're doing really well in Lincoln Public Schools. So, you know, all means all basically says this: we don't discern, we don't ask about gender, we don't ask about religion, we don't ask, I mean, we just, political affiliation matters not, what country of origin they're from doesn't matter. What matters is they show up on our doors, they get the very, very best of what we have to offer. And that has united us, because we've had some challenges, you know, whether it was the issue we went through several years ago about gender expression and training that we were doing, whether it's the immigration raids that are occurring, you know, it's a reminder that our families need us very, very badly. And that's the legacy work. And I see that every day when I'm in schools, and it just warms my heart.
So enough of my questions. We're going to take our student question this morning. It comes from Adonis. He's an eighth grader at Park Middle School.
Hello, my name is Adonis. I'm from Park Middle School and I'm in eighth grade. And my question to you is, what is the first thing you do when you get to the office in the morning?
I love this question.
This is a really good question, but you know, it's a simple answer for me because I check in with my wonderful executive assistant and we go over calendars, we go over anything that's cropped up from the time we talked yesterday to today. We set the stage for the day, and sometimes it's a 1 minute conversation, sometimes it's quite a bit longer, but if I didn't have Laura Maxwell as part of my team, I think I'd be struggling because I'm not the most organized individual in the world.
And the magic of your job is that after that morning conversation, anything can happen.
Anything can and anything will happen. And I'm just so fortunate to be able to have people that, you know, can share that in that responsibility.
So Adonis, I hope you noticed that today Dr. Joel started his morning with you and me. Thank you, Dr. Joel, for being on the program today.
And thank you
today.
For that question, Adonis.
Great question. Thanks to everyone for tuning in today. Thank you to our community for your continued support of public education. If you'd like to know more about the External Accreditation Team's report, go to our LPS website, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.